1015thehawk.com.
So, Greg, every once in a while, I'll get a book across my desk that somebody wants to promote on the radio. And there are times where I get a book and I'll be like, no, I'm not going to talk about this. There are times where I get a book and I need to talk to that author right away. This is one of those times. There is a book called Book of Donaire. I got this book on Monday. And when I got this book on Monday, I looked through it and I was like, I need to talk to Lindsay Wickstrom. And we've got her on the line with us this morning. Welcome, Lindsay, to the show.
Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Now, Lindsay, first off, when I heard about there was going to be a Book of Donaires, I thought, okay, it's going to end up being a pamphlet. This book is 190 pages long about Donaire. How do you find that much information about such a great piece of food?
Well, there was plenty of history to dig into, but I didn't just focus on history. You know, I was able to do a whole chapter on donaire shops all across Canada and a lot of their stories. I put out a call for people in the city or even across Canada to submit their donaire stories to me. So I have a chapter of like fun feats of strength and adventure and romance and disgustingness. there's plenty of info out there. I did a lot of interviews, talked to a lot of people, spent some time in the library, and there's the book.
So obviously, Lindsay, you've done a lot of research, like you said, not just here in our province, but across the country. I guess my question is, when people in other parts of the country say they make good donaires, why are they lying?
I think that Edmonton can make that claim. I don't think anywhere else in Canada. I mean, there probably are some okay donaire shops that are Halifax style. There's one I like in Milton, Ontario. But Edmonton, you know, they just have a different idea of donaire than we do. And they've grown up with it since the 1980s. So they have that nostalgia for their donaire, just as we have our nostalgia for our donaire.
Okay, so how is theirs different?
Theirs is, it's got lettuce on it, first of all, and usually cheese, which are faux pas here, of course. But it's also, like, wrapped more tight, so you could eat it like a pita wrap, whereas a Halifax donaire or a Nova Scotia donaire can be pretty messy, yeah.
Okay. So, Lindsay, how many different donaire shops did you frequent, did you go to during your research on this book?
I counted since 2015 when I kind of started doing this research. So over the course of 5 years, I counted 50, I think.
50's not bad.
50's not bad. I did 7 donaire shops in Edmonton, 6 in Calgary, 4 or 5 in Toronto, a couple in New Brunswick, and of course, a whole bunch in Halifax.
So I was going to ask about lettuce anyway, but you brought that up. So I have seen that on donaires. I don't know if I've ever tasted it, and I didn't realize it was an Edmonton thing. So is that...
I've done that at home.
Is that exclusively Edmonton, or...?
It's not exclusively Edmonton. I know of at least one place in Nova Scotia that does it, or two if you count Pizza Delight, but they're technically New Brunswick. And I think that you'll see it more in New Brunswick than you would see it in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, maybe,
but
that's
definitely a thing in Alberta.
Pizza Delight, yes, I have had a donaire there, and they do put lettuce.
I've done that in my house, though, like at Scotty's Diner.
Yes.
I've
so that's 3.
I've put lettuce on my donaires at home. Now, when it comes to the difference between donaires to the west and to the east, like I've never been to Alberta. I've never had the opportunity to be there for other than being in the airport in Calgary, and I didn't have a donaire while I was there. Are they trying to say that they've done their own donaires as well?
Yes, they are. But the guy that introduced the donaire to Edmonton in 1982, he originally came from Halifax. He worked at a couple donaire shops here in Halifax.
Okay.
And he went out there chasing the oil boom.
Yeah, beat it, Edmonton.
Now, I've put a link up to the Book of Donaire. It's the book is thick. Like, there is a lot. When I got this book on Monday, I brought it to Greg's office, and I was like, Greg, take a look at this. And he was like, oh, my goodness. Now, this, Lindsay, I do have to tell you, when I got this book on Monday, I looked through it. Monday night, I couldn't help myself. I had to go get a donaire.
Okay.
And this is what I had for dinner Monday night. It was a donaire. I'm looking through the book again right now, and I'm feeling that might have to happen again today.
It has that effect.
Lindsay, so you've been to a lot of shops in Halifax. What's your favorite?
Ooh.
My go-to shop is Randy's because it's on my street. They make big, meaty donairs with just the right pita and the right sauce. Kind of everything they do has never steered me wrong.
And where's Randy's?
I'm not sure. It's on Agricola Street, but there's also one in Lower Sackville and downtown Dartmouth now.
Okay.
So when you go, do you get a discount now because you've written this book?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Did Randy's make it into the book?
I mentioned them in the, I have a chapter on iconic and kind of notable donair shops across Canada, and I managed to squeeze them into the section on Halifax.
Nice. Excellent. Do they have a copy of the book? Like, can you buy the book there?
Not currently. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. You're welcome. You can have that. That's yours. You can also get this book that we've been talking about with Lindsay Wickstrom on Amazon. I've put the link up on our Facebook fan page. So if you're interested or you know someone who loves a donair, who wants the history of donair and where you can get one and what's a vegan donair? I'm just flipping through the book right now, right? And I see on page 102, the vegan donair. Do you want to talk about this? What's a vegan donair? Like, does that make sense?
Sure, it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense insofar as the vegans have a type of food called seitan that's made out of wheat gluten, and they take it and they use it to create all sorts of different types of vegan meats. So relatively easy to take it and kind of spice it and slice it like a donair. Okay. And then for the sauce, they use like a coconut milk type of base.
Okay. I got nothing against vegans. I just don't understand why they wouldn't want this beautiful, delicious, great piece of spiced beef.
So
sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, I have a love affair with food.
On his own, yeah. So I don't know. I think that those are all my donair-related questions. Scott, do you have any more?
No, I don't.
Because I'm starving now, so now I got to go eat something.
Right?
Maybe a donair.
Lindsay.
Who doesn't want a donair at 8 in the morning?
Lindsay.
I do now.
Is this your, I got a question for Lindsay, though. Lindsay, is this your first full book? Are you looking at writing more? Are you looking at taking on other pieces of food delicacies?
Absolutely. I hope to. I mean, it's really hard to write a book, but so rewarding too, just to have this kind of finished product. And I would love to explore more Nova Scotia foods. Something in your area that I'm particularly interested in is the Cape Breton pizza.
Cape Breton pizza?
Yeah.
So how is the Cape Breton pizza different than the mainland pizza?
I didn't know.
Mostly that it's just better quality.
Shots fired, I think.
Right. Yeah. I find that Cape Bretoners are very passionate about their pizza, and they're always telling me, go to this pizza shop, go to that pizza shop. So I kind of want to explore that a little bit more.
Okay. So have you heard of any specific, obviously you've heard of specific ones, but what ones come to mind as hearing the most of, I guess?
Well, I've already done Napoli. I've done Fat Boys in New Waterford.
Okay.
I did one in Port Hawkesbury, Papa's Pub.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. They're good pizza. Yeah.
So I've been around a little bit, but I still have a lot more to do.
Okay. Have you ever tried the Wheel in Antigonish?
I have.
And? Not Cape Breton!
No, I know. Another popular one in our area.
Yeah, the wheel, I think the slice I had was too hot out of the oven to hurt my mouth, so I got to do a redo of that.
Bad experience.
I'm a big fan of the Pictou County style.
Oh, that's the sweet sauce, right? Is that the difference there?
No, it's like a spicy brown sauce.
Oh, okay, right on.
Spicy brown.
All right.
I didn't realize there was so much difference within pizza in the province of Nova Scotia. Yeah. Lindsay, that's going to be a great second book.
Another book. How long did this book take to put together, Lindsay?
The book itself, I want to say a little less than 2 years, but I've been doing the research for 5 years.
I've been doing research since I've been eating.
Some work done.
Been doing research since I've been eating donairs.
Yeah.
Lindsay, thank you so much for taking some time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Again, you can get a copy of the book through Amazon. Where the link is up on our Facebook fan page right now. You can just Google the name of the book, too, Book of Donair, everything you need to know about the Nova Scotia's unofficial food. Lindsay Wickstrom, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks so much.